Hello, my sweet angels. How are you? I have missed you guys very, very dearly. Especially because I have not posted a ramble in a while, and I feel like I've not spoke to you guys in a very long time, but that's not the case, hopefully. I will be back with a new ramble this month, if I don't get sick again. And I don't know, I wanted to give you a sweet little audio, since it is nearing Valentine's, and I know that Valentine's Day can be a reminder to some people, including me, that we are alone. Well, not alone, but you know, single. If you're single, personally me, I'm single, and I know that a lot of you are as well, and that Valentine's Day can be quite a lonely time of the year, and it's never fun to be reminded that we or not with somebody else on Valentine's Day. But please don't let that upset you, because Valentine's Day is a day to also love yourself and be very thankful for yourself. Show your body, your mind, and your soul appreciation, because nobody will appreciate you the way you appreciate yourself. And apparently I can't talk anymore today, so hopefully my voice doesn't give out for the next 10 minutes. But yeah, I just wanted this to be the audio where I tell you a few sweet things that you might want to hear right now at this very lonely time of year, and to remind you that although I may not know you in person, I love you so very much, and that you are so important and special to me. Each and every single one of you, you guys are like my light, you're my world. My first loves. All of you, seriously. I love you guys so very dearly, and I just want to remind you that if you are feeling like this, a little bit down, a little bit lonely, you're not alone. I promise you, plenty of people feel the same way, including me sometimes. But I also remind myself that I am beautiful, I'm enough, and all good things will come, eventually. Spending Valentine's Day alone is never a bad thing, okay? Because like I said, it's a time for you to appreciate yourself and everything that God gave you. Please always remember to tell yourself very sweet things and be gentle with yourself, because it's very important that you're mindful of your emotions and the way you're feeling and everything. Because I know what it's like to sometimes doubt myself and compare myself to other people. Or when I go out and I see like a lovely couple having a nice dinner outside and I'm like, I want that. Obviously sometimes you see things and you want them, but everybody's story's written differently and all good things will come to all of us. But also just being alone and appreciating your own company is never a bad thing. It's a good thing, in fact, when you get used to it and just enjoying your own company and your own, your own company. Just enjoying your own company is more than enough. You start feeling independent, feeling like you are deserving of love and that one day it will come to you. And even if you may not be in love now, one day you will be, and plenty of people around you love you already, and that's more than enough. Maybe you have a pet, maybe you have, you know, your parents, your friends, your grandma, your aunt, your uncle, whatever it may be, there's always somebody out there who loves you and cares for you. And if you're doubting that, then here I am telling you that I love you, and I appreciate you. And I think that you deserve the world, and that you are such a beautiful human being. I think all human beings are beautiful, and it's important to embrace our imperfections and our perfections, whatever it may be. Just don't doubt yourself, and don't tell yourself mean things, because when you constantly fill your head with like negative thoughts, and you tell yourself negative things, you eventually start to believe them. And your self-confidence will go down, and It's just really important for you to be gentle on yourself and take it easy and just be thankful to what you have at the moment. And if you're ever feeling down or doubtful or anything like that, if you're feeling negative, just remind yourself that you are enough. Tell yourself, I am enough. I am loved. I am worthy. I am all of these things. I am loved. I am enough. I am worthy. And I'm all of these things. And you deserve amazing things because you are amazing. If nobody told you that, then I'm here to tell you that. And I stand by it forever and always. Sorry, I feel like the more I'm talking, the less sense I'm making. But I'm really trying, and I don't know. Kinda just wanted us to spend Valentine's together, even if I may not post this exactly on Valentine's, because I have a really lovely mini-series coming. Or not a series, but like a two-part audio thingy coming this weekend. And I think you guys are really gonna love it, because my favorite thing ever is to make you guys feel loved and give you some company, even if it's through your phone or your speakers or whatever it may be. I want to share this beautiful day, this beautiful week with you guys, the people who I love the most, the people who brighten up my day every single day. Whether you guys may know it or not, you're my world, and I will be eternally grateful to you. Always, forever and always. Like, I love you guys. Like, I literally just want to get, like, a heart-shaped cake and, like, cut it right now. And just, I don't know, share my peace with all of you. Somehow, if I can, like, I'll make it happen in some way. I don't know how, but I will figure it out. Yeah. Even if I may not have, like, a significant other to share Valentine's Day with, that's totally okay, because I have you guys, and you guys come first. You're my first loves, I promise. And I'm very grateful that I can record this and put it out there for you guys to listen to, and that you will listen to it, and hopefully it will cheer you up a little bit. That's what I want. I want to cheer you up, and I want to show you guys appreciation, because I feel like I haven't done that in a while. And I don't know, it feels like a part of me is missing when I don't connect with you guys, and I love you all so much, and I want you to be kind to yourself, because I know that a lot of you sometimes are not very kind to yourself, and you can tell yourself some mean things, and think negative thoughts, and feel lonely, or feel like a part of your life is missing. I promise it isn't, and I promise there's nothing wrong with you. Because you're perfect, just the way you are. And I know I say that, you guys are probably thinking, oh, I think I'm perfect. I don't. I think I'm far from perfect. But I also know that I'm worthy of love, and that, you know, it will happen one day. And if it doesn't, that's totally okay. Because, like I said, everybody's journey is written differently. And it's not the number one most important thing for me. The number one most important thing is to take care of my health and my mental health and surround myself with people who care about me. That's what's most important. And to protect my peace, because I've learned to really appreciate my own company and love spoiling myself. You know, like, it's totally okay to go out and grab an ice cream for yourself or grab something sweet, buy yourself a gift. Treat yourself, because nobody will treat you the way you'll treat yourself, so, yeah, this is your reminder to go out and get something nice for yourself, and be your very own Valentine, and then I will also be your very own Valentine as well, because I love you guys, and I want each and every single one of you listening to this to comment a heart down below under this post, comment like a pink, or a red or whatever color heart you want to show love for Valentine's Day and for each other, because we are a family. You guys are my family, and I love you all so very dearly, and I wish each and every single one of you the best, and I just want you guys to feel loved and appreciated, and to be kind to yourself, because I think you're all special in your very own way. And I love you. Remember to remind yourself, I am enough, I am worthy. And what was the third one? I am enough, I am worthy. I'm perfect just the way I am. Okay, that's a new one I came up with. I'm perfect just the way I am. I deserve good things. I'm enough. I'm amazing. You're enough. You're amazing. You deserve only the best things, and I love you. Tell yourself right now the things I just told you. Go ahead. I'm waiting. Did you do it? You better have done it. Because you are more than enough, and I adore you. Thank you guys for listening. I hope that this was able to put a smile on your face, even for just a little bit. And stay tuned for the Valentine's Day audios coming very soon that I think you guys are really gonna love. I love you.